sir?
My name is Jesse Martinez.
Okay, Mr. Martinez, I believe that the Honorable Mr. Neal will be conducting your hearing, but you need to wait for just a moment for him to get his paperwork together, sir.
Okay.
Just hold on.
Okay, sir.
Okay, sir, would you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Okay, my name's Martinez Jesse. My ABC is 114-398.
Good morning, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I will introduce the board members at this time. To my left is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is the board chairman. My name is David Neal. I'll be your panel chairman today. Also in the room is Mr. Westby from the Department of Corrections, and he also represents the parole office. Now, prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Yes, I do.
All right. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you going to represent yourself?
I'll represent myself.
All right. All right, this time I need to ask you and Mr. Westby a question, and you both solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm.
Yes, I do.
I do.
All right, sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and condition of your community supervision have been violated. Then in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. All right, then we're going to start with phase one. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read the allegation on your warrant, and then after I do, I'm going to ask you whether it is true or false. Do you understand that, sir?
Yes, I do.
All righty. There's one allegation on your warrant, and it is a violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residency at Rehome Assistance at 2546 West Orangewood Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on March 31st, 2017, as verbally directed on March 31st, 2017. That your whereabouts were unknown, and thus you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
That's true, sir.
Thank you. Based on the issue of Mr. Martinez, I move to find Mr. Martinez as delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
One moment, sir. Okay, we're going to move into phase two, where we will determine whether to revoke your community supervision or whether to reinstate it. But before we actually start that, Mr. Westby is going to supply us with some more information. Mr. Westby.
Mr. Martinez was released from DOC on March 31st, 2017. He was arrested November 3rd, 2017 by Peoria PD, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on November 3rd, 2017 with an adjusted CCD of June 4th, 2019, which reflects 217 abscondes. His current conviction, 2008, narcotic drug violation, 11 years, 3 months. Prior convictions, 1995, aggravated assault, 5 years, 2000, 2 counts of theft of means of transportation, count 1, 3.5 years, count 2, 6.5 years. This is his third term in DOC, CUIR score 4, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 2. STG information notes he is a New Mexican Mafia suspect. Prior terms of supervision, 1997, temporary release, reverted to parole, absconded 3 months, 7 days, revoked by the BOAC. 1998, provisional release, arrested on tech violation, administratively revoked. 2006, TIS release, arrested on current offense, reinstated by the BOAC, absconded 268 days, revoked by the BOAC. His disciplinary has been moderate, with drugs and violence noted. Other arrests, 1984, burglary, third degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1986, arson of occupied structure, Arizona, guilty, other sanction. 1992, assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 1993, assault, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2000, narcotic drug violation, Arizona, disposition unknown. 2006, obstructing justice, Arizona, pending charges. 2006, false reporting, emergency response, Arizona, pending charges. 2006, dangerous drug violation, Arizona, pending charges. His community risk score is a G6B7.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Martinez, I'm going over some information about your release here. The information we have shows that when you were released, you were approved to reside at Reward Assistance Associates, located at 2546 West Orangewood Avenue. And so you never established your residence at Reward. Where did you stay, sir?
I stayed at my mom's house for a while. And towards the end, I was my wife. She had gotten in a car accident in the beginning of January, and she broke her hip in a car accident. And she was wheelchair bound, and I was staying with her, helping her get around and move around in the wheelchair, taking her to her doctor's appointments and stuff like that. But I mostly stayed at my mom's house, and I was working as a welder, and which I learned it here in prison. And then I went to my wife's and helped her out with her with how she got in a car accident with her hip, and that's where I was staying at my mom's and my wife's, back and forth.
Okay. And during that over 200 days, you didn't think to contact your PO and see if you couldn't work out permission, especially once your wife was injured?
Yes, I did, but I was afraid because I got out of prison in protective custody, and that was my, I just got out under a lot of anxiety, stress, and coming out of protective custody, I was afraid for my life to go to the halfway house, and I wanted to talk to my PO about getting an address at my brother's house because it had got denied, and I wanted to stay there, and because I had more of a structure, and they would take me to work and help me get a job because I had just got off from doing like nine months, and it was really, really stressful on me coming out in protective custody, and it was just a whole lot of for me to absorb at one time when I was getting out. And I just made that quick decision not to report, and I remorsefully regret that decision that I made. I should have talked it over with my PO and worked something out. But all my years of my life, I've just known one thing, and that's just to run. And I need help on that. You know, I got some mental health issues. You know, I've been locked up a lot of my life, and I just go through a lot of anxiety and depression because I'm under tremendous pressure to be successful. And when I fail, like, to get a job or something, I get kind of depressed, and I get anxieties of wanting to do right in front of my family, for myself. And it was just wrong decision on my part, and I regret it, I apologize to the board and to the PO and to everybody. I should have took advantage of the first chance that you guys gave me when I was released on community supervision, but said, I just been locked up all my whole life, and it's just really stressful for me.
Okay, well, there are programs to help with that, and that's part of why they POs assign you to some of these halfway houses rather than directly into residence with a relative or something. And so you can go in and get some treatment for drug abuse and for all kinds of substance abuse, mental health treatment. But, you know, when you don't go to the halfway house and register, you can't get in the programs to help you. And from what you're telling me, the problems just, they just multiply as you go along if you don't get some help for it. But I will say this, you said that when you were working, you were working as a welder, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you learned that skill while you were incarcerated before, right?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, well, I mean, that's very commendable. A lot of people spend their time in when they're incarcerated, when they don't really do anything productive that'll help them when they get out. So it's always nice that to see that an inmate's been able to take advantage of some of the programs and learn a skill. It's just too bad that you didn't go to the halfway house, and otherwise you'd still be out there welding and helping take care of your wife. Also noticed you seem to have a problem with early release from prison. It seemed to other three times you were out, you were violated, you absconded, you revoked for technical, and you know, violated. So in three other opportunities, you weren't successful with your community supervision. Why is that, sir?
Well, back then I was a lot younger, and I was more of a rebel, and I was just bad. You know, I just didn't listen. And now that I'm 44 years old now, and now it's like I'm gotten older and I think things over now, and I just would really ask for, you know, another chance to prove myself to myself that I can make it on parole. Now that I'm older, my mind's changed, and I've been in here, and I've been incarcerated for almost 10 years, 9 years, 9 months, and I made a mistake, and I asked, you know, if I can have another chance so I can, you know, prove to myself that I can make it for the first time on parole.
Okay.
And under stricter guidelines, I know I can make it. You know, if I work with my PO closely and get the mental health issues, you know, treated, and I get a AA and A, and, you know, and work closely with my parole officer, I know I can, you know, I can push towards that goal of successfully completing parole.
Okay. Now, you weren't under supervision long enough to have dropped any UAs. Do you have a drug problem, sir? Now, this isn't a court of law. We're not going to file charges or try to make any accusations as far as that goes. We're just trying to get to know you and everything.
Yes, I do. I've over my past history, yes, I have had a drug problem. I have in the past, and I've struggled with drugs. Yes, I have.
What about this release while you were with your mom or with your wife? Have you been using drugs during that time?
No, but I used alcohol, and I did use drugs, yes, I did.
Okay. I'm going to see if Dr. Wright has any questions at this time. Dr. Wright?
This Honorable Mr. Neal, I do not have any questions at this time, sir.
Thank you. All right, sir, we're coming to the close of your hearing. The board will go into discussion and we'll make a determination as to whether reinstate your community supervision or to revoke it. But before we do that, would I give you an opportunity to give us any more information that you feel the board should know? We just ask that you don't repeat yourself.
Okay, sir. Okay. I wrote a letter to the parole officer, and I wrote a letter to you guys. I want to know if you guys got it.
Yes. Yes, we have.
You did. Okay. If afforded the opportunity to be back on parole, I want to go to Maricopa Skills Center, and they got a welding course there. I wrote the school already, and I wrote the letter to the instructor, and he says if I come out, I could enroll into the school to a vocational. I wasn't too sure, but I'll look into it if granted parole, because I want to do 9 months to get certified welder. I'll make more money. I was making $15 an hour. If I was certified, I'll make like $20 an hour. And them are my plans to get a career in the welding and look forward to, you know, making a better life for myself. And that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board is going to go into discussion. We'll be talking between ourselves. You may think we're talking to you, but we won't be. We'll just be discussing you and hearing, and we're going to vote. So please stay on the phone. You can hear everything that we have to say. We just ask that you be silent. Okay? The board is now in discussion. See that the majority of the cases we hear, very unfortunate, have very very sad consequences to some of the actions. With Mr. Martinez on one side, he sounds like he's about ready to try to straighten out his life, but he's been, you know, heavily involved with the OC since he was a juvenile. Aggravated assaults and drugs, those type of charges. But he does not get along with early release. The three previous times there were problems. This time there was a problem. I can't be in favor of returning to community supervision, but I would like to see him try to get some programming in regards to anger management and drug abuse between now and the time he is released. But I'd like to see if Dr. Wright has any comments. And
Mr. Neal, I agree with you. I think that, as you already said, we commend him, you know, for his employment and for his want to get this skill trade as a welder. However, he's going to have to, in my opinion, just as one board member, he's going to have to deal with this situation as it relates to drugs. I think that once he's able to do that, then I think it would be in his best interest just to complete this and stay off of drugs, so that when he gets out, he can complete that program so that he can be a skilled welder, and then he can be successful. But I think that that's one of the things that's hindering him at this point, in my opinion, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay. So based on the conversation and the information we have and DOC information, I'm going to move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Martinez, as he was delinquent, violated terms and condition of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in criminal ways or company.
Second.
Right, sir. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. We would like to see you take advantage of the rest of your time there, try to get some anger management and some drug and possibly alcohol abuse programs before you get out. It seems that you've got the right attitude now, but you still need to, I think, work on some of the problems you've had with drugs and alcohol, so that you can continue on a path that you've chosen now to straighten out your life and become productive. I spent several years of my career welding and fabricating, and I really enjoyed it, and I do commend you for learning that trade. And if you can get the certifications, the more you can get, the more you can make. So at this time, we do want to wish you the best of luck. Try to get as much program as you can there. There might be a possibility of some more training with the welding and stuff, but make a good plan, get things in order, so that when you get out, you can avoid the drugs and alcohol, and that you can become the productive citizen that you want to be. And we can all be very proud of you, especially you, be proud of yourself. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you for your time.
All right. This ends your hearing. Please put the CO3 back on the phone.